Morris County Republicans had a pretty good election night, but not everyone is in the mood to celebrate. Take Freeholder Tomas Trongelo. He wants the leadership of the county's Republican Party to resign. In a statement this week, Mas Trongelo, who was just re-elected to his Freeholder seat, blasted the leaders of his own party for supporting opportunists looking for power and title as opposed to solid public servants with the best intentions. He did not name names, but it seems clear Mas Trongelo was referring to a three-person slate that unsuccessfully challenged him and two fellow incumbents in last June's primary. Mas Trongelo's plea drew a quick response from those the Freeholder wants out. Here's the upshot. No one is quitting and Mas Trongelo is the one with the problem. In a letter to Mas Trongelo, Peter King, the general counsel of the Morris County Republican Committee, calls the Freeholder's release baseless, malicious and deceitful. King goes on to defend the open primary system, a Morris County Republican tradition, and to accuse Mas Trongelo of not financially supporting the party. Then we get to the juicy part. King says that Mas Trongelo has a history replete with complaints, police reports and charges evidencing anger issues, as well as a pattern of bullying and intimidating women and anyone who disagrees with him. No specific examples are given. As anyone can figure out, there is a lot of bad blood here. Some of it goes back a few years. Some of it is ongoing. Mas Trongelo has initiated court action against the three-person slate that challenged him in June, asserting that they improperly and illegally circulated an expunged police report about him. Another claim is that the challengers violated campaign law by not fully identifying a consultant. The next hearing on the case is scheduled for November 22 in State Superior Court, Morristown. All this seems like a run-up to next year's election for county chair. In the June 2018 election, Ron DeFilippis was elected chair by four votes and feelings, to say the least, are still raw. King finished his letter by citing a string of election day successes for Morris Republicans, including holding state assembly seats and winning all county-wide offices and the three available council seats in Parsippany, the county's largest town. That is an impressive scorecard. And it makes you wonder how much higher the animosity level would be if Republicans had lost a few of those races.